Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
I want to get to our guests here. If you're holding on the line to weigh in on these other issues, we're going to get to you here in short order as well, so don't go anywhere. But Dan McCaleb, Illinois News Network editor, this is a story that I've been kind of watching. And Dan, it's great to have you on here. Thank you for giving us the time today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Annie.
Absolutely. So you're the editor of the Illinois News Network. And the story, the way it goes, is... Mike Madigan, you know, they have press conferences. Some of them are impromptu, some of them are more planned. But the way that Mike Madigan handles himself in the House of Representatives, the way that Mike Madigan handles himself within the Democratic Party, two things that he is the leader of. We hear a lot of stories about some of his tactics and some of his ways of getting what he wants or maneuvering around the system to make sure that it turns out favorably for him. But what we don't always hear about is the way Mike Madigan handles these press conferences, and specifically the individuals that are participating on the other side of the microphone. Tell us a little bit about the experience that Illinois News Network had recently with the Speaker Mike Madigan.
Right. Well, our reporter, Greg Bishop, who's been an Illinois News Network reporter for a little bit more than 4 years, our man in the state capitol, our person in the state capitol, he's there every day that the legislature is in session. And this week, actually, there was an incident involving Speaker Madigan and our reporter. And actually, it's one of probably almost a dozen incidents dating back to June of 2017, mm-hmm. where, as you mentioned, this in particular one was an impromptu news conference. There was some behind closed doors meetings, and Greg Bishop and a number of other reporters were waiting outside to see if the speaker would come out and answer questions. And he did, and as he approached the group of reporters, he singled Greg Bishop out, asking if he was, or essentially asked, so where's the reporter from the Policy Institute?
Which we have Illinois Policy Institute on our station quite regularly. We listen to their fiscally minded policies, so you would expect them to be there as well. But you're from the Illinois News Network, as is Greg Bishop, correct?
Correct. The Policy Institute, for a little background, launched Illinois News Network back in 2012 as an independent project. Illinois News Network has always been independent of the Policy Institute. They gave us some seed money, but we've been operating fully independent of the Policy Institute since last year when we were acquired by the Franklin Center. So now that tie has been completely broken, and Speaker Madigan is aware of that.
So he's looking to signal out specific people from specific outlets, probably for a political purpose.
He's attempting to intimidate or bully our reporter, and our reporter will not be bullied.
So how does this go down? When this takes place, what is the MO for how the speaker presents himself?
It's funny because it's the same MO just about every single time. In addition to Speaker Madigan, his longtime spokesperson, Steve Brown, joins him at these news conferences. And it seems like Steve Brown gets nearer as they approach the group of reporters. And, you know, in this case, it was about 8 to 10 reporters. Steve Brown gets close to Greg Bishop, and Madigan will say either, where's the reporter from the Policy Institute, or... Are you pointing directly at Greg? Are you the reporter from the Policy Institute? And Steve Brown will automatically chime in, here he is, or yes, that's him.
Hmm.
And Greg is very professional and polite, and corrects them. Essentially says, sorry, I'm from the Illinois News Network. But it hasn't stopped, as I said, since June of 2017, hasn't stopped Speaker Madigan and Steve Brown, his spokesperson, from doing it over and over and over again.
So I'm reading through this article on the Illinois News Network covering this issue here, and it doesn't just stop with singling out where the reporter is. I mean, we've seen President Trump many, many times say, oh, where's CNN? Oh, you guys are fake. So we see that from the president of the United States, somebody who's on the very opposite side of the aisle as Mike Madigan. But then Mike Madigan takes it a step further. According to this article, it says on Monday, Madigan again asked the question at the start of an impromptu news conference, and Brown again pointed to Bishop, said he was right here. Madigan immediately pointed to another reporter and stated the apartment complex where he lives. And you live in Lincoln Tower, Madigan said, pointing to a different reporter for a different outlet. What is that about?
Right, yeah, Champaign TV news reporter. Greg, with the back-to-back targets of him and the Champaign news reporter, his first instinct was, wow, he really is trying to intimidate us, to bully us. So he came out and immediately asked, is this an intimidation technique? Speaker Madigan sort of smiled and said, yeah, right. But then right on top of Speaker Madigan, his spokesperson, Steve Brown, shouted out, only if you want them to be, meaning only if you want them to be intimidation techniques.
Mm-hmm.
So after the news conference, we reached out to Brown and Madigan. What does that mean? Are you saying you are trying to intimidate our reporter? We weren't going to stand for it. And he came back with a fairly... Well, take it for what it is. He said he did not understand Bishop's question, so he was trying to understand what he was asking.
Mm-hmm.
We also asked about pointing out the Champaign news reporters where he lives, and he would not respond to that. So we never did get an answer as to what that was about.
I mean, you can see these through these types of things through whatever color lens you want to see them through. It's a little diabolical to be able to point at reporters and be like, I know where you live, and then tell people, like... Who studies that? But Mike Madigan has a way about himself. He understands power. He understands authority. He wields it very carefully and very purposefully. What's the next step for your network in regards to supporting your reporter, Greg Bishop, and moving forward?
Well, we're in the process of going back and documenting all of these cases of when it's happened to Greg. We have a lot of them on video. In fact, this particular exchange is on our website, ilnews.org.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch the exchange on video. We have at least a half a dozen of these cases on video. We know of several more that Greg just wasn't running his phone camera on them that have happened. So we're in the process of documenting that, and then we're going to consider what we need to do from there. One thing we're not going to do is we're not going to back down holding public officials like Speaker Madigan accountable. Greg Bishop is going to be there every day asking the questions he needs to ask, reporting the stories that our readers want him to report on. We will not back down.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your insight on this issue, Dan. Thank you for letting us talk to you about it, and please reach out to us as this develops.
Will do. Thank you for having us on, Annie. Good luck with the snowstorm.
Yeah, you as well. I think it's going to cover the state, so we're all bracing ourselves. We should be getting hit pretty hard here if the predictions are correct. So, Dan, we will do so. Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.